Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week it's Snap P 58.
58.
Oh, getting old. Nearly getting ready to 60s for the pension.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right. This is a language warning. Oh, shit.
How has your week been, Mandy?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Think so.
We're still in winter for those of you who care about our weather. Winter's never ending.
But I am wearing a skirt, which, anyway, that is crazy because now I'm freezing.
Yep. She's got a blankie on her knees. She's got a cardigan on.
I do.
Welcome to middle age.
It's been my family's loves the Commonwealth Games. So that's been really exciting and been watching it in the mornings and watching it in the evenings together. So we know some of the para athletes. That's the first time that's ever happened in our family. So that's
so
really exciting.
To know someone
who's exciting. And Millie's texting them and it's so cute. And I'm following them all on Instagram and I'm trying not to be a Karen, but I just want to encourage them. And
I know. It's a fine line. I really struggle with that.
I don't know what to do because I want to say, wow, you're incredible. I'm so proud of you. And they're like, what the hell is that mum saying
for? Yeah, that's right. I know. Oh. I know. Well, you can tell their mums.
Yeah, I can probably tell their mums. So I probably need to back off on the social media.
Who doesn't like being told they're awesome? Maybe only teenagers.
Well, yeah, you know.
People. You know, but if you want to ride on our Instagram.
Oh, please.
Well done, you're awesome. We'll take it. Good on you for recording another episode.
Awesome PB last week. Oh, dear. So that's been nice.
Before we get into our speak pipes, I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed Gary's 4B mix.
Yes, me too.
So for those of you who aren't aware, once a month, twice a month, Gary puts out a bean on a Saturday, beanstalk, and 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, it was a 4-bean mix and it had 4 dads.
Yes.
And it was quite insightful, actually.
Yeah.
I've got some questions that I'd like to ask
them. Yeah.
I want to ask them what it's like when their partner has had a really tricky day.
Yes.
They may have had a tricky day at work.
Yes.
But as far as the partner's concerned, that tricky day doesn't rate.
Yeah.
That's me being really honest.
Oh, no. I want to know that stuff too.
Because I would take a tricky work day any day over a really tricky, emotionally draining, I'm second guessing myself as a mother.
Yes. Everything's being thrown at you.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. And then, you know, your partner walks in the door and.
I would love to know that.
I'd really like to know. I don't know if they'd be honest enough to tell us. Well, because, you know, they're still living that life.
That's
but
right.
I'm genuinely interested. And I can remember saying to my ex, do you sit in the car and think, oh, I've got to go in, I've got to go in? And he said, yeah,
yeah,
I do.
So does Darren. He has told me there's times of that too.
Yeah,
definitely.
So, of course, that annoyed me because I'm in
and I
can't get to the car.
You should be running.
But I also understand what it's like to, like,
I feel like that too. There's been times
where
I haven't wanted to go home from an occasion or something and think, right, we're in.
Yeah, that's right. So
take a deep breath and in we go.
Not that we don't love our lives and our families, but everybody, people have it with work.
Of course.
People have it, you know, all sorts of times. But I was like, yeah, I'd like to know that.
What is standing out to me about it is might make me a bit emotional, but I just think what a gift Gary's giving to those men. And what those men are giving to Gary, because I know that he was very lonely for quite some time, and you know,
being a single dad,
that's right,
it's tricky,
and being the primary carer, and so I just think, wow, like I don't know, is that like sometimes we can't see what we're doing at the peas,
but I can see the beans,
and I can see what Gary's doing, and I'm so proud of him.
And his voice, I know we say it every time, but it's just so melodic and calm, and and I think that other, so it's four dads talking with, and they ask, Gary asks them a few questions at the start, and then at the end he asks them
questions. And he's really skilled.
He's really skilled.
Way more skilled than us.
Wow. Yeah. And
he's the shit.
He thinks about
He does think about it, Kate.
Thoughtful.
It's very different to us. But it's like, let's go to the next question
in
our head.
We think about it for a week but he probably writes it down.
Yeah, he probably does write it down. Anyway, we want to encourage you to go and listen to the beans.
Yes, send him some questions.
And send him some questions. He wants questions. He wants speak pipes. He wants to know, and he will put it to the group.
I am going to send him
questions
too. Because there are things that I am interested in. I know a couple of you have emailed him, and so we've forwarded those on to him, and he will look at those and answer them. And, because it's a really funny thing to be in a relationship and a team with someone but be so different in your parenting views, or one of you's had a really shit day at work and you come home and the house is trashed and there's chaos, and you know, how do you navigate that? How do you get through it? So I'm interested.
Whoever you are. Yeah, but I'm really proud that we've got this space for the men.
Yeah, it's lovely.
And whoever wants to join
you know, chicks can listen
as
well.
Of course.
An inclusive place.
Yes, of course.
So yeah.
Hi, Kate, Mandy. It's Claire.
Hi, Claire.
I just finished listening to Kirk's Mum's episode.
Oh.
And apart from another favourite element being Kirk's wonderful laugh, the other part was just listening into a conversation amongst four great humans, Kirk's mum being, I don't know, I guess an epitome of...
The leader.
Strength and gentleness.
Yes.
Which, it was just really lovely to hear, a lifetime of wisdom.
Mm.
And I think it's one I'm going to come back to again to listen to.
It was remarkable.
When I need to.
Mm.
It's funny how, I don't know, I feel like your episodes are in tune with my little universe.
Oh.
Every week I feel like there's something that just links in so truly to what I'm going through at the time. And it was interesting that the same week that the episode came out, I took my little guy to a play center for the first time with another group of mums.
Yes.
And it just struck me that I am not letting him be a sort of boisterous little adventurer that actually he is. He just wants to get into everything, and he wants to explore, and he's climbing, and he's, you know, crawling everywhere. And it was a moment of grief for me, which I know that you've both spoken about, that this pea life brings with it some real elements of grief that just pop up. When you're not expecting them to.
No, that's right. Yeah.
And So I want to let my little guy go and be boisterous and adventurous, yes. but because of his heart condition,
yes.
He has no heartbeat. his little heart doesn't beat on its own. It relies completely on his little pacemaker.
Mm.
And, you know, the doctors have said no monkey bars, no going down yes. slides on your tummy, no climbing going down stairs on your tummy,
yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. And I guess I just am in protective mom mode.
Yes, of course.
Even when we're at the play centre, following him around everywhere, making sure he doesn't climb down in the wrong way or land on his tummy.
That is tricky.
And perhaps once he's bigger and stronger and I'm less anxious, I might be able to let him go a little bit more.
Right.
And I guess once he learns to manage all that himself.
Yeah.
I was just sitting in that play centre going, well, if you go down that slide on his tummy, then there's a chance that something will go wrong. And I might have to end up doing CPR, which is highly likely just my anxious brain. But I just thought it was interesting that that was a moment of that grief for me.
Yes.
That even amongst some other moms with their little ones with disabilities, I still felt like
alone.
I wasn't able to let him go. It was a challenging conversation to listen to, but the last episode, but I loved every minute of it, and I truly think that it will serve me well going back to it again and again in the future. Anyway, that's all. Have a great week. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Claire.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I could hear everything you were saying.
Yep.
I can picture it.
Yep.
I can hear the challenge from Kurt's mum to where you're at right in that moment.
Yeah. No.
It actually feels like life and death.
Yes, that's right.
And so, you know, once maybe when he's a little bit bigger.
Yes. Well, and you have to rely on medical opinion.
Of course.
Right? So we know that children can be incredibly rough with their bodies.
Yes.
So, you know.
And other children.
Yes. Keeping him healthy is top of your priority.
Yes, I can see it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that episode, I think we'll talk about it for a long time.
Yeah.
We loved it, loved it, loved it. If you haven't heard, we are telling you to go listen.
The wisdom of the older women.
It was beautiful.
Right.
Everything about it was beautiful.
Yeah.
So, so lovely.
Yeah, thank
you. Very, very honoured.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, Mandy. Hi, Kate. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I just finished listening to Chrissy's beautiful episode about her story with Gigi.
Yes.
Popped it on the car today on the way to the Children's Hospital to actually go meet our rare disease specialist.
Right.
So, very uncanny.
Yeah.
what popped into our ears on the way. So, had our appointment today. Met, you know, our specialist again that we've seen a couple of times now. This is the first appointment post formal genetics diagnosis, and it was a bit of a bittersweet day. Lovely specialist, lots of support whenever we need it, but hasn't had a great deal of experience supporting children with our particular rare disease.
Yes.
So went in really armed up. We're a member of some international sort of family associations for our rare disease, read medical papers to whatever time last night and, asked for lots of other extra referrals, neuro tests, cardiology assessments, puberty assessments to make sure she doesn't start puberty too early. So our pediatrician, you know, our rare disease pediatrician was fantastic and supportive and didn't doubt any of the things that we wanted to do and did all the referrals. But part of me, my heart was hoping we'd go today, he'd wrap us up and take control of the situation and be our expert, I guess, which was a lot in my mind. But so excited that he's supportive and, you know, we've got someone who's got our back along the way. But, yeah, heart sort of sunk to my stomach when I realised that this was not somewhere that he'd ventured into all that often. And, and this sort of research and advocating and reaching out to all these different people internationally is going to be something ongoing for us.
Big job. So, big job. Yep.
You know, we did our normal thing at Children's Hospital. We had our burger at 10:30 in the morning and some hot chips.
Yep.
And, yeah, left it and went on our way. So, yeah, thank you, Chrissy, for sharing. It definitely struck a chord with me today, and someone up there made sure it was on my playlist on the way to today's appointment.
Yes.
On a positive, we got accepted into the Ed Support Centre school that we wanted for Madam to start year one next year. So, been doing lots of touring over the last couple of months.
Fantastic.
And found somewhere that big tears in the principal's office.
Yes.
And when we'd finished doing our tour, because we, you know, our heart. Yep. I knew this was the place for her. So
best feeling.
Really, really excited. And then this week, one of our support groups, we met another family that goes to that particular school. Oh. Madam's special needs EA, she did her training at this school.
Right.
Made the decision, and then all these other sort of signs are coming, just making us feel really good about the decision and reinforcing it. So that's been a massive win for us this week.
Huge.
Stay dry. We're over in Perth, so it's, you know, pretty gloomy and dark, sort of about thunderstorms in the next hour or so. So
right,
thanks again, Chrissy and Gigi. Aww. Stay safe, everyone. Aww.
Thank you.
Aww. Yeah, it's amazing when you listen to a podcast and you're like, this is
for me.
Life.
Yeah. This is the one for me.
Every guest, there'll be some person listening that it's just for them.
Every single time.
And I get something out of everything, but occasionally it's like, oh, this was for me.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
I'm so glad that you had that on your way in, because, it's a tricky time, isn't it? Realizing that I have to keep doing this.
Yeah, and that you're the person we've come to visit that we think is going to be the one that knows everything, and then they don't.
No.
Tricky.
And you are going to be the person.
Yes.
You're going to know everything, and you're scared that you don't know enough.
Yeah.
Well, if you're
the
like
truth.
Me.
Yeah.
You're like, am I smart enough? Have I read this Google Scholar properly?
Of course.
And, you know.
Yeah. Am I going to ask the right questions?
Yeah.
Yep.
All of that. So it's, Tricky. So,
and the rituals when you're in hospital.
Yeah.
We were meant to go today, but it's been cancelled. But, you know, the rituals of we do this, then we do that. It's really important when the children are little. Well, I found with my girls, they liked knowing we would do that and then we would do this.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once that bit's over,
and that's
great.
Over, we're going to do the good
bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to see the meerkats or whatever.
It makes a difference.
Yeah. Every hospital has different
things. You've got a big, beautiful hospital over there.
Yeah,
that also reminded me to say that when we do the Royal Children's Hospital here in Melbourne, we've been running the virtual tin that started in 2020. Mm. And so I just wanted to say if there's any – I know Perth has a big telethon. When you do that, can someone message me and I'll set up a two-piece tin for the Perth one? And if there's one maybe in New South Wales or Queensland, I don't know, let me know, because I'm happy to do one for the Peas.
Yeah.
For your,
for
we'll
every
just stick
state.
To Australia.
Yeah.
But maybe let me know if there's something virtual that I can easily, quickly set up, and we'll do that for you as well.
Yeah, it's fun to raise
money. Yeah, that day is so fun.
So fun. We love it.
Just we're cheering. We're trying to get up that ladder. We're trying to beat those private schools. Nothing makes me happier. Molly loves it.
Oh,
she's so proud that day.
Yeah. And
so,
I know.
Yeah, we'd like to support all the hospitals in Australia.
Yeah, we really would. They're all amazingly sacred places. And while we're talking about things that we'd like to support, we've mentioned this before and we'll probably mention it again, but there are so many amazing peas, pea shoots with so many different diagnoses, journeys, you know, from dyslexia to life-ending things. And so Mandy and I can't talk about everyone. We can't celebrate each, you know, awareness month.
Yeah, or days. We've decided early on not to do that.
We can't do it. And of course, Mandy and I have things that are really close to our hearts.
Yes, of course.
And we know, therefore, that you have things that are close to yours. Yes. But we often get requests, you know, could you talk about, I'll make something up, could you talk about Jelly Bean Day?
Because yeah.
We can't, because we're going to miss things and we're going to hurt people.
We don't want to do that.
And also, we don't have the time. We don't have. There's a thing every day, nearly.
Yes,
and
that's
so
right.
We are too small.
Yeah, and but, that's also why we made our booklet, because that's sort of what we do as our giving back.
Yes.
So the booklets are there. Please always email us and order them if you would like them.
Yep, they'll come out to you free of charge.
Yeah.
They're from donations from the Peas and from Mandy and I. So that's sort of what we do. We really understand that everybody that's child has a different journey. You want to hear and talk about it.
Of course.
And that's why we try and have as many of you on.
Yeah, I try. Yeah. So just, you know, always email and then I've got the big, beautiful list. Mm. So, yeah.
So don't feel like, oh, why don't they talk about such and such awareness? We just can't fit you all in.
Yeah.
But we love you all, and
we just don't want to miss anyone. Actually,
promise.
I think it's the reverse.
Missing.
We don't want to miss anybody.
No,
so.
We don't. So.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
So it's just photos of Kate and I on the Instagram.
We're also narcissists. Or little, so.
Or little memes.
It's our
or something.
One moment to share.
Oh, dear. I mean, maybe we should make an exception for National Donut Day or something. Like,
yeah, I mean,
I am a fan of that.
That's right. If it's got nothing to do.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hi.
It's Caitlin, the OT here.
Hi, Caitlin.
I have wanted to send this for so long.
Go for it.
And look, I just wanted to give a shout out to Molly.
Oh.
Because whenever I hear the, oh, and sorry, language warning.
Oh, that's
I
fine.
Don't actually swear.
Right.
Usually.
Yeah.
But this will be an excuse. Whenever I hear the language warning on the podcast, I always imagine Molly as this worldwide DJ, because when it goes, shit, shit, oh shit, I always imagine this really cool super DJ Molly going, oh shit. So I always. Now, when I get in the car and I put your podcast on, I pretend I'm a DJ with like your hand like on the mixer, and you go like ooh, ooh, like backwards and forwards, and I have my hand, one hand on my ear, the other hand like on the DJ decks, or whatever you call them, and I'm like, oh shit, and I just think about Molly being this awesome worldwide DJ, and it just. Gives me the best start to my day, and I'm like in the zone. Let's do this. let's be a therapy. Let's be a PE professional today.
Yep.
And I just wanted to say shout out to Molly. Thank you so much for making the start of my day so awesome. And I hope you will take this as a compliment. And I hope that I'm going to continue with my DJ morning starts. So thank you so much. Bye.
Oh, that was such a cute message. And you're going to be listening to this and thinking, oh, no, I can't believe what they're about to say. It's Woody.
It's Woody. It's not Molly.
Molly does the beautiful acknowledgement of country. And
then Woody does
so
getting the shits out.
Early on.
Yes.
One of my make a laugh, must have been really early, was that I went into the bathroom one day and he was standing in front of the mirror looking at himself going, shit, 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 shit. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, just got to get my shits out before school. And I was just, I don't know.
That was so funny.
It was so funny. So now he does our language warning for us. And that was a couple of years ago. It doesn't
sound
like
a little
that
voice.
Anymore.
That's right.
So I can understand that it would be easy to not know if it was a little boy or a little girl.
Yes.
But if I got him to redo it, it'd be a man's voice, and I don't think he'd do it anymore. And it's very special to have that little recording.
Miss 11 has asked me this week, she would like to do the acknowledgement of country now, and I said, oh, look, it's not really up for negotiation.
Not,
sorry.
Sorry. It's, that role's been filled.
Yeah, that role.
And there's
we'll find
no
something
understudy.
Else for you then. When can I do that? I was like, oh, that was never in our plan.
No,
sorry.
You can't.
You can't.
Sorry. Hey, Miss 11. Send us a speak pipe.
Yeah, oh, God. Okay. Well, we can do that. We can absolutely do that.
Jeepers. Anyway, yes. Before we do our live shows, we play that language warning and we play the acknowledgement of country. And every time Mandy and I cry. And then we've got to be like, hi. And we'll never learn and we'll never remember.
We just stand there and
it just gets us in the feels every time. And it reminds us why we're doing it.
And we just look and we listen to both our precious kids' voices and it's very overwhelming.
Very overwhelming.
And then we hear the crowd go, laughing. That's one of the best parts before we even come out. Best part for us.
And then we bound out. So thank you, Caitlin. I'm glad that it doesn't matter who says it because it is funny.
Yeah,
it's
it is funny.
It's a funny language warning.
Shit.
Can someone remix it for me?
Yeah, come on. Someone can do that.
I should have had it at my 60th.
Yeah,
60th. I'm not quite 60.
Jeepers.
At my 60th, I can
have
it.
You're jumping a decade. Wowza.
I'm thinking of nearly getting to 60 snap peas.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, peas, that is our snap pea for you this Monday. We hope you're having an okay day or a good day. And
all
if you're having a bad day, that's
it's okay.
All right.
We're with you.
This day will end.
Yes, this day will end. It helps to know that.
Yep. The other day I just didn't sleep at night.
Yep.
I just couldn't sleep. Yep. And a friend of mine said, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, it's over now.
Yeah.
That night's over. It's a new day now. You know?
These things happen.
That's what happens and you just move on. And, you know.
Especially twin mums.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't sleep for years.
Years.
So.
I'm really good at not sleeping.
I
feel like it's.
It catches up with me and then I'm grumpy.
Does. And I'll have to have a proper sleep. But I can do a couple of nights and still function. You would not
Same.
Know.
Yep.
So, it's a skill that I've learned. I've got it on my resume.
Me too.
Can be tired.
Still gets her shit done.
Still gets her shit done.
See you, peas.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.